Supercars, Super Late Models, Thundercars, Modifieds, World of Outlaws, Archives, all here. Welcome to Race Time Radio. Covering dirt to asphalt. On races, fame, short tracks. All the way to the high banked oval. This is Race Time Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Your host, live from the Racetime Radio Studio, it's Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Racetime Radio. Tonight, live right here out of the Racetime Radio Studio, and of course, on Sirius XM, channel 167. Hope you're having a great weekend. That pretty well does it for the weekend, though, right? Sunday night. Oh, man. Lots of snow flying. You wouldn't want to be out in Newfoundland, I can guarantee that. Having a look on social media and communicating back and forth with a bunch of friends out in Newfoundland, out in St. John's area, and I'll tell you what, they got hammered. Never again are, am I ever going to be able to complain about, you know, getting a foot of snow here, a foot and a half of snow. I'll tell you what, our friends out there on Canada's East Coast got nailed. Winds, talking to Mike James, just texted him back and forth with him. He said winds were clipping around 160K, and the snow was coming down so hard, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. So I hope all is well out there. You know what? It's just thoughts are with those guys. It gets dangerous, right? Yeah, you get that much snow. Mike took a photo where he opened his back door up and literally opened his back door to a wall of snow. You couldn't even see outside the door right from the bottom to the top. So real goofy weather out there. And hopefully everybody's safe and sound. I know I put a tweet out earlier today. Beer stores open in St. John's. Just trying to make a little bit of light of it, but scary stuff out there. Hey, did you catch the Chili Bowl? How about it? We got to put it out to MAV TV Canada. You know, us Canadians up here struggle to get motorsports on television. We do have TSN. Bless their hearts. We get the NASCAR's Monster Energy stuff, and we get the NASCAR Xfinity stuff in the summer when everything's running, but we struggle to get truck races. We struggle to get any other kind of motorsports coverage, of course, until MAV TV Canada came along, and we were treated to the Chili Bowl. And it's not just the Chili Bowl on MAV TV, right? There's great programming 24/7, 7 days a week. Motorsports, if you're a gearhead like I am, you got to have MAV TV, and I know it's available on DirecTV and ExpressView, Bell stuff, EastLink. I know I got a tweet the other night. It's also available on EastLink out here. It is available. I don't know if it's available on Rogers yet. So any of you customers that have Rogers as a television provider, if they haven't got it yet, why don't you contact Rogers and say, look, I want MAV TV. You definitely don't want to go, you know, another day without it. The coverage of the Arca Menards series in the summer, when it's not on the other networks, MAV TV's got you covered. And you get it here in Canada. They got so many features, and I know from speaking with Mike Garrow and Rick and everybody at MAV TV, they got a lot coming up in the summer of 2020. Last year, they had the Pinty's All North Series, and there were six races, at least I believe it was six, all done at Osweken on the Big O. Beautiful stuff. The guys did a phenomenal job. Greg Kelnan, along with Adam Ross up in the booth, and Clinton Jeffrey down trackside. They did a great job. If you get a chance and you haven't seen that yet, you can still catch the re-airs throughout the course of the winter on MAV TV. So it's not just, you know, coverage like the Chili Bowl. And how about the unprecedented coverage? Dillner and all those guys did a fantastic job with the Chili Bowl. Watched it last night. I took Kyle Larson. I don't know who you picked, but I did take Kyle Larson before the race went green. Christopher Bell, that guy was possessed. Thorson looked awesome. He was on the pole. So many good cars in the field. But I got to tell you, I was pulling for Kyle Larson. He has, I believe it was 8 or 9 attempts he's had at the Chili Bowl. And he came away last year with a second place finish. Just about won it, but couldn't close the deal. Well, last night, Kyle Larson, he took that car to victory lane. The Quaker, or not the Quaker State, it was the Lucas Oil 01 car. And, man, he was some happy. Comments in victory lane. He apologized to NASCAR, to Daytona right off the bat. He said, but this is the biggest win of my career right here. It's the one that meant the most to him. And, of course, you know, he's got to be itching to win the Daytona 500. That'll be the next one on his list. And that's coming up in just a couple of weeks. But you know that Kyle Larson was over the moon with that win. And it really did look like Christopher Bell up until, I don't know, lap 25, 26, caution come out. And it looked like Christopher Bell was just going to run away and hide. But that wasn't the case. Rico also had a great night. He was coming up through the field. Those guys, magic in those midget cars. And I know we look forward to next year's coverage of the 35th annual. Next year, it was the 34th this year, the Chili Bowl. Just outstanding coverage. MAV TV, Dillner, all you guys, dead ringer. It was awesome. I enjoyed absolutely everything that I took in on MAV TV Canada, and I know you will. Don't forget to subscribe to MAV TV Canada. I put a tweet out last night. If I said to you, you could have a front row seat for $5, would you take it? And I got lots of response on it. And absolutely, that's what it cost me anyway. On Shaw Direct, I subscribed to MAV TV as soon as I could. And it's $5 a month. You can't beat it. Great value. Anyway, let me tell you who we got on the show tonight. Junior's not here. Went for a weekend at Victoria. He went out to Victoria, B.C. for the weekend. He worked his rear end off throughout the course of the year. Of course, working for Certified Labs. And they said if you hit this target, you win a trip anywhere in Canada. So Junior did it. He won the trip. And he had won that last year. And he got a notice, hey, you got to use your trip up before the end of January or you're going to lose it. So Junior said, okay, well, where are we going to go? And he took a look. He said, I'd like to go to Victoria, B.C. And lo and behold, that's what he did. He flew out on Friday, actually at the Calgary airport right now, flying home back to Toronto. And he'll be back with us next Sunday night. And we'll find out how Victoria, B.C. was to him. Sending me all kinds of messages over the weekend. And by all accounts, looks like a beautiful place. And he had a great time out there. So we'll hear all about that next week. But let me tell you who we got coming on the show tonight. So flying solo here in the studio, we got Stu Friesen. He almost won himself a truck championship in 2019. We got Stu going to join us. We'll catch up with Stu and find out what the 2020 plans are. No, he's getting the truck ready for Daytona, so we'll find out some of the details here tonight on the show. Austin McDonald, young driver from Nova Scotia, grandson to Rolly McDonald. He's going to be driving the number 13 Super at Speed Weeks, and he'll be heading for New Smyrna Speedway. Young Austin McDonald took a trip down there last year for his maiden voyage of the beautiful half-mile speedway. And he's going back for a return run this year. And we're going to catch up with Austin on the show. Other big news in NASCAR Xfinity, DGM. We all know Mario Gosselin, a frequent guest here on Racetime Radio. He's got two nationwide cars. And he's got, well, Xfinity cars, sorry. Old guy, old habits, hard to break. He's got two Xfinity cars, and we know now one of the pilots for one of those cars, Josh Williams, is going to be back behind the wheel. I do believe he's going to be in the 36, but we'll check with Josh tonight. That release came out late this week, and I got a hold of Josh, said, hey, Let's get you on the program. We'll talk about the plans for 2020. And Josh, over the moon, a great young driver, hooked up with a great team. You know, a 20th place finish is where they wrapped up the points a year ago. They did have Alex Labbe behind the wheel, and I know Josh was a partner to him over in the 90 car. We'll find out what the plan is with Josh Williams and that DGM team. And you know those guys are moving forward. You get the same driver, you get the same crew, and you let Mario have enough, and you know, enough guys get enough experience, you can bet that that team is going to be moving forward. They had some great races last year, and I'm looking for big things out of Josh Williams this year. And Mario Gosselin and that whole package that those guys got put together, it's going to be a mighty interesting season. We'll catch up with Josh tonight. We'll also talk ARCA Menards Series. It's our yearly discussion with competition director Joe Wells. At least I think that's Joe's title still. We've had Joe on this program every year heading into Daytona. And sure enough, the Lucas Oil 200 is what kicks everything off at the big track. It comes up February the 8th. And, of course, we have got that test in the rearview mirror that took place last weekend. Fast time set. Dominique in the number 30 for Rhett Jones Racing. And we heard from Dominique last Sunday night on the show. And it, you know what? It's they're all ready to go. They had a lot of cars for practice day for the two-day test. And we'll catch up at Joe Wells tonight and have a look into what we can expect with that Lucas Oil 200. We'll find out how things are looking for ARCA. Of course, new rules this year, right, where it's maybe not new rules, but parity with the K&N series. So could make for a lot more cars coming out to different events on the K&N races and the ARCA presented by Menards Series. It's going to work out pretty cool. But that's who we've got coming up on the show. I imagine we're going to have a little bit of time to open the phone lines and take your calls. Otherwise, you're going to be listening to me yabber away in between guests. And I got a lot of information for you, but it might get mighty boring just listening to me as opposed to having Junior in here filling the gaps in. He's always either a wealth of knowledge, or at least he can baffle most of us. Anyway, let me see here. We got some other news too. Tucasa has made the official announcement that Nationals are coming up September 3rd, 4th, 5th. Yeah, with the big race coming up on the Saturday night. So a little different than last year. Labor Day weekend still, but they're moving the program up by one day. So things will get underway on Thursday, Friday, and then the big race will be Saturday. So that's the official announcement out of Tucasa Motor Speedway. You can get more details, get to their website. This is the year that it's going to be $500,000 in purse money, right? Collectively. But how about that? $500,000 going to go out on a short track weekend at Tucasa Motor Speedway. Unprecedented payouts. It's huge. And it's the third annual. Bubba Pollard has done a great job with that race. And I wonder if he's going to be back for the third year. We're going to find out. I can well imagine we're going to have a lot of different competitors making their way to Tucasa on that Labor Day weekend from all over Canada and from all over the U.S. And I know that's what Alex was heading to with that particular event, was to create something that is spectacular. Well, they've done it. The Canadian Short Track Nationals coming up Labor Day. More details, just get to Tucasa Speedway and hit their website up, and you got lots of news there. Season's tickets are on sale at a lot of different racetracks. I know it's true at Sauble Speedway. Season tickets just went on sale. So some real good value there for fans. You want to get your seat reserved. You want to be get away from all those lines and everything else. You'll be able to pick up those season's tickets, and it's going to save you some time. It's going to save you some money this time of the year, and you'll be all set to go. At Sauble, 16 events coming up in 2020, and every single one of them are must-see. You don't want to miss any of them. Things still coming together at Sauble. Of course, the new race format for two of the divisions. Great place for Saturday night racing for the combined fours and the United Eights. Lots of talk about it. It's going to be really, really interesting. And it should be affordable racing. It's just exactly what is needed. So you can check that out. And, the Legends, the INEX Legend cards are going to run at Sauble on a more frequent basis this year. And all the dates are approved through INEX. So that's all good news. You know, we got information coming out for the competitors with regards to payout and qualifying and all that kind of stuff. All that will be coming out this week. So keep your eye on saublespeedway.ca for all of that information. And we'll get it out to you. I'm going to hit this first break. When we come back, we're going to grab Stu Friesen. We'll talk Daytona. It's so much coming up tonight. Don't go anywhere. Stay exactly where you are. And we'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes.
Worked all week, got it all done. Let's make a Tennessee River run.
Hey, Rick Grimm, you're listening to Race Time Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Race Time Radio is brought to you by Atlantic Tiltrope, specialist in the transportation of industrial equipment across Canada and the U.S. Also by the Quality Inn Halifax Airport, the official stay of Race Time Radio in Nova Scotia.
Mad Dog Sports Radio is opinionated, passionate sports talk with a bite from the hijinks of the morning men.
I bet your parents do too. They go big bulk shopping.
Hey, Tom, I got 50 jars of duck sauce.
We don't even eat duck sauce.
But I got a good deal.
To the inside of Adam Schein.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of sports. Not NFL. Sports.
And the animated energy of the Mad Dog himself,
Mad Dog.
Christopher Russo.
This is the channel to talk about your favorite sports team. Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, or anytime on the Sirius XM app.
Cheap Trick guitarist Rick Nielsen on Canada Talks.
There's 17 albums of all different stuff, and we've never stopped touring. We never expected to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We never expected something for nothing. It was, you know, we spent our own money making our records, too. You know, and we did it, and we listened to people.
Don't miss a second. Canada Talks, SiriusXM Channel 167, and on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Broadcasting live from the track.
We're here to get trophies.
Never give up, baby.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio Channel 90 is your home for all things NASCAR.
The yellow lights come on.
Everything's happening so fast.
Every race.
Hard contact into the safer barrier.
Exclusive interviews.
This is more than just a job. We don't get caught up in being famous.
The only broadcasting outlet in the world delivering NASCAR 24/7, 365.
Thank you. You are the man.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
Channel 90.
If you're a Springsteen fan, you just found the promised land. Hey, hear rare interviews and performances. Concerts.
Is there anybody alive out there?
Celebrity guest DJs.
This is Rob Lowe.
Hey, baby, it's Little Steven here.
And more exclusives when listening to Bruce Springsteen's channel.
Welcome, Bruce Springsteen, to E Street Radio, your home away from home.
Great to be here.
E Street Radio, SiriusXM Channel 20.
Race Time Radio to go.
Streaming live or on demand.
Grab the free app
at racetimeradio.com.
There we go. We are back with you live tonight on Race Time Radio. So glad you could tune in. What do you say we get to the hotline and let's bring in our first guest of tonight's program? This driver, Canadian through and through, drives the number 52 in the Gander Outdoor Truck Series in NASCAR. He almost won himself a championship. He is a race winner, and he is on the other end of the hotline. Let's welcome in driver the number 52 for Holman Racing. How you doing there, Mr. Stu Friesen? How are you tonight?
Good, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, been thinking about you all off season long. How are things coming along for that 52?
It's good. It's been an exciting off season for sure. Obviously, we're kind of, you know, we're aligned with GMS and Chevrolet the last couple seasons, and this year we're switching to Toyota and kind of going out on our own. Trip Bruce, our crew chief, has spent the last 2-3 months just, you know, kind of building everything from the ground up. We, you know, leased all our equipment and a lot of our manpower, so we got a lot of great guys that have came on with us, a new facility in Statesville, which will be just, you know, primarily for the 52 team, and it's exciting, really exciting.
That's awesome. You got Stu, you couldn't have a better guy with you than Trip Bruce to get things sorted out. That man is a wealth of knowledge, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's got, you know, a lot of experience in the sport, and, you know, our paths kind of crossed a few years ago when we got teamed up with Tommy Baldwin and his operation. He's Tommy's brother-in-law, and then when we moved from Tommy's to GMS, Trip, you know, came with us, so that was cool. So he's been a part of the team and been a great friend and, you know, mentor to me, you know, as we've, you know, went from just competing in these races to, you know, top fives and obviously competing for the championship next year. So, you know, me being in New York, we need a guy in North Carolina to handle the day-to-day stuff, and he's been the guy to build this up for us.
You know, I think back to the last couple of races of 2019, and there was some times in there, Stu, where things could have just come unraveled. And I know, you know, in the days of old or you know, in the younger days, things did go wrong and things did, you know, go south in a hurry. Not so anymore. You guys are well in tune now, not only you, Stu, as a driver, but even Trip, he was good on top of the box, keeping things calm and keeping it focused. It was really cool to watch.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, he kept me calmed down a lot of times when things weren't going right. And, you know, I'm sure that'll be more of the same as we head into the 2020 season.
Yeah, no more do you got to answer the question, when's that first race going to come? You know, you've been a bridesmaid enough. All of that stuff goes away. You are a race winner now. You've done it a couple of times. Now you know what it's like. Now you can take it, parlay it into a good season. Does it look like a full year?
Yeah, it'll be a full year again. Like I said, we purchased some trucks from KBM. We have 4 new trucks coming from their fab shop, and we've kind of put together some bits and pieces from other trucks. Actually, the truck I ran for Tommy Baldwin and finished second to Matt Crafton, we'll have that truck for Eldora. So that's a piece we had experience with and Trip has experience with. Our Canadian Tire Motorsport Park truck is one that Trip built, you know, in that season as well in 2017. So we've got that truck back, and all the parts and pieces are coming together really nice. Our facility is, you know, its own fabrication area, so we have some great guys in there where we're able to, you know, do some of our own stuff. So rather than spend time, you know, putting a Speedway truck together, we bought a used truck and kind of went through it there to do Daytona, and then we'll come out at Vegas the week after with a brand new piece that we're pretty excited about. So like I said, it's been busy, but yeah, we're prepared for the full pool here next year.
You gotta love it when you get excited for the season. You know, you got some change and some things to look forward to, and that's always cool. It motivates everybody. Now you mentioned you guys will be on your own, not with GMS anymore, going Toyota. Is there going to be any support through KBM with you guys, or will you work together as you're all Toyota?
Yeah, Toyota has a really good program where we're able to, you know, use their simulation software. I'm not sure how much of the exact, you know, full setups we'll be able to share back and forth, but the trucks will be scanned in, you know, at the TRD facility and all the, you know, rear-end housings and spindles and all that stuff measured and inputted into our own simulation program. Jose Blasco has come on as our engineer this year, and he spent the last couple years at RCR, and then before that did some work with Toyota too. So he's familiar with the simulation program, which is really, really huge in NASCAR right now. So with the inability to test, the wind tunnel time is being really, really limited this year, which is a big cost-saving measure for everybody. And That simulation stuff is going to be pretty crucial. So I'm pretty lucky to be hooked up with Toyota and TRD and all those folks, and we'll lean on them pretty hard, you know, as we get rolling here.
Can't remember off the top of my head. Was Toyota really, really good in the draft last year at Daytona, or was it Chevrolet? I can't even remember who won the 500 last year.
The Daytona draft last year, I think by the end of the race, there was only about two or three trucks that didn't have some sort of damage. So, you know, hopefully our Toyota Tundra will have the fenders on it still at the end, and we'll be able to punch some holes in the air. But I'm pretty excited about it. You know, like I said, our fab guys have been you know, working really hard on our Speedway truck, getting it ready for Daytona. It's definitely an older piece frame-wise, but it's got some cool updates and got some, you know, really cool personal touches that Tripp's been able to oversee. So we'll see what happens. You know, it's definitely going to be an exciting race.
We're with Stuart Friesen tonight here on Racetime Radio, getting prepared for Daytona. That's where the trucks will kick off a brand new season. Speed Weeks 2020 isn't too far down the road here, coming up in February. Stu, got to ask you, when you look at 2019, you had success. You grew at all the different configurations of speedways that you guys go to. What are you most looking forward to getting back to? Where is, when you look at that report card, what do you guys need to improve on to ensure that you're going to be in that chase again?
You know, we need to get better. Myself at, you know, like the Atlanta and Homestead tracks. The good thing is we'll knock those out of the way early in the year and not have to worry about those. But, you know, we were really fast at Phoenix last year. It's a track I really, really enjoy. And we'll be closing out the year. So hopefully if we're lucky enough to get in that final four, you know, we can use our experience at Phoenix to our advantage. You know, we were fast and went into Homestead this year with a lot of momentum, but just, you know, kind of missed the ball or missed the mark on the setup and the changes we needed to make from, you know, the early morning 8 a.m. practice to the 7:30, 8 a.m. or 8 p.m., you know, race time. The track changed a lot, and we just kind of missed the mark. So I'm kind of happy we're not going back there to end the year. It's going to be a you know, a big mix up in the schedule, obviously doing Homestead in March, and you know, it's a cool schedule. I enjoy all the tracks, and you know, looking forward to getting back to all of them.
Yeah, a dynamite. Love watching the trucks on whatever track you guys get on. If it's Daytona, you guys go like a bullet. You punch this big hole, and there's usually a herd of trucks. When you get on the road courses, we've seen that at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, and man, that was a race this year. Doesn't seem to matter what configuration. I haven't seen too many truck races that I went back and said, man, that was a stinker. It just doesn't happen in the trucks. The competition in that series seems to go up and up and up, and it always continues, and that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. The truck series is really, really cool. It's been a dream come true to be a part of. You know, big thanks to everyone at Helmar International and my boss, Chris Larson, who's put this whole deal together and made the big investment to let us compete at this level. It's cool. Like you said, it's a fun schedule. There's some breaks in it that allow us to, you know, still compete regularly with our modifieds and the 44 team. And we'll do a lot of that the same. My son Parker here is whispering at me right now. But, yeah, we're looking forward to getting back to Florida. Going to All-Tech Speedway the week before Speed Weeks with the 44 team, and then Volusia for a couple nights leading up to Daytona. So it's going to be an exciting season for us.
Not too many nights on the couch for you, right, Stu?
Not too many. We've had a good off season here. Enjoyed it. Got some work done. You know, I'm hands on in the 44 shop with the modified stuff, and been back and forth to Charlotte a couple times. There's been a lot happening. Our Bicknell cars are getting put together and ready to go. Actually, one's on its way back from the motorsports show in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Orange County Speedway had a big presence there, which is cool, which we were a part of. So that car will be getting ready to go to Florida and go back to Statesville, the HFR shop, the week after next, and you know, things will be happening here before you know it.
Oh, incredible. You know, when the Chili Bowl rolls around and all of a sudden it's in the rearview mirror, you know it's go time at Daytona and Speed Weeks, Volusia County and New Smyrna. What did you think of the Chili Bowl last night?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. It's an amazing event. So cool that it's covered, you know, on live TV and MAV. I think, you know, Bob Dillner and the broadcast team doing a great job, you know, with that event. And it's cool. You know, it's, I don't know if my future has any Chili Bowl starts left in it, but, you know, those kids that are running now, that Larson and Bell, they probably got me by about a foot and probably about 50 or 60 pounds. So, but still, you know, it'd be cool to get down there, maybe do that before we call it a day.
Yeah, amazing. I took it in last night. I was right on the edge of the couch through the whole thing. Some of the qualifying, it just blew my mind. I heard Dillner mention heat races. I don't know whether it was Wednesday night or something like that. They were rolling 8-lap heat races out in a minute and a half.
Yeah, it's amazing. The talent that's there across all walks of the motorsport spectrum. It's really, you know, really, really cool. Obviously, Glenn Stires and the Oshwegan guys have a big presence there with J.J. Ailey and those guys. So it's really cool. You know, it's, you know, North American racing, and it's, you know, it's all grouped together, and it's all at the Chili Bowl.
Yeah, and it's cool with a guy like you that does both disciplines of racing and multiple levels of racing. Kind of cool when fans can look forward to all of a sudden see you pop up. And kind of leads me to my next question. You mentioned the name Glenn Stires. I can't stop thinking about the Big O, and the NASCAR Pindy Series is coming to the Big O this year. Going to be the first time on dirt for those guys. Any chance we might be able to see you on this side of the border at the Big O?
Yeah, we'll be there. We put a deal together to drive number 24 car with Scott Steckley and the team 22 team. So that's going to be something we're really excited about. Some great partners and sponsors got together to give me the chance to do that. And we'll be able to do a 360 sprint car, one of Glenn's cars too, wrenched by Kevin Lovey. So I'm really excited for that event.
Oh, that's huge. That's huge. It's just yet another reason that fans are going to want to take this in. How much sprint car racing do you do?
I haven't done much in the last, you know, 2-3 years. When Jess got pregnant with Parker, and he's 4 now, we raced together and ran a bunch of sprint car races, and we're pretty fortunate to win a bunch of them too, but kind of had to scale that back once the truck stuff got going. There's just so many days in a week and so many races you know, we can hit. So but we'll have to do a couple more probably before we can get brushed up, so you know, we're not rusty when we get there.
No way. It's going to be an amazing 2020. This is really going to be cool. Daytona, decals on the truck. Are you all lettered up for Daytona in the season, or how's that, the sponsorship coming along?
Yeah, so we're sponsored primarily by Helmar International. We have some great product sponsors that we've got lined up with over the off season, and we'll have a release of the new truck within the next few weeks, I'm sure. The guys have been getting stuff together at the shop, and we'll have a little bit different look, obviously, with the Toyota, but it'll still carry the same, you know, the same Helmar colors that we've flown for the last 3 years.
Yeah, but it's going to look different. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be off the hook.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Stu, this has been great catching up with you. I know fans are excited. They're excited for a whole pile of reasons, and you're definitely one that keeps our interest in the NASCAR Truck Series. You're one of those competitors that, man, we're so proud to have you in there and representing Canada. You do such an amazing job, and on dirt to boot. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, you know, definitely my pleasure to represent all the great Canadian race fans across the country, and, you know, especially where I grew up in southern Ontario. And we'll just keep flying the flag, obviously, and we'll keep rolling this year and, you know, hopefully bring home some more wins for everybody.
Well, all the best to you guys there. Take care of Parker. I can't believe how fast that child is growing. Won't be long, and he'll be in one of those sprints, junior sprints or something. I can see it coming.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I don't think he has a choice.
Yeah, no kidding. Stu, thanks so much for the time, buddy.
Okay, thanks so much, Joe. Take care.
Stu Friesen, driver of the number 52 in that truck series, and I'll tell you what, that guy is the real deal. Watched him at CTMP and actually got a chance to sit down and talk with Stu. Those guys, and Tripp Bruce on top of the box, crafty veteran, that guy's been there, done that. He's a championship crew chief. Those guys are going to light it up. Going into Toyota this year, that's huge. I had no idea that was coming down the line. And going to be kind of cool. We're also going to see him in the NASCAR Pinty Series on this side of the border with the dirt race that's going to be added to the schedule at Oswego. Isn't that going to be something? Wonder who else we're going to see in that race. I'll bet you there's a bunch that'll show their hand as we get closer. But Stu Friesen just laid it out right there. It's going to be in the 24 with Scott Steckley Motorsports. Look out. That's going to be a competitive car. And you know, he only comes for one reason, right? He's coming to win. It's going to be off the hook. Okay, up next, we got Austin McDonald out in Nova Scotia. We're going to get Susie busy and get Austin on the hotline. We'll talk New Smyrna Speedway half mile with a youngster that's going back for his second kick at the can. I'll bet you he does fantastic. He'll join us next. Stay there.
Hey, race fans, this is Joey McComb, number 50. Hold on to your lug nuts. More Race Time Radio, seatbelts not included.
Sun is hot in that old clock.
Logano's in the wall. He'll slide up and he'll slam on the safer barrier and he kicks Larson. He'll send Larson.
The thrill of the race. Live from the track.
It's unbelievable how quickly things can change in racing.
There's no weak spot.
You just never know how it's going to play out.
Insider access to the drivers.
We'll roll with it. We're enjoying it. We'll collect as many trophies as we can.
And the exclusive home to Happy Hours, hosted by Kevin Harvick.
It's a new normal. Better figure it out.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAP TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAP TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAP TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
Canadian singer-songwriter Stephen Page.
I've been fairly quiet about political things over the last bunch of years. You know, I moved to the United States. I can't vote there. I'm not a citizen. I can't vote here anymore because I've been away for longer than 5 years. And I was wondering whether I had a right to speak up or whether it mattered whether I spoke up. Closest to a conclusion that I could come is this is who I am. And the best thing I can be as an artist is honest.
Canada Talks, SiriusXM Channel 167.
Racetime Radio.
Only on SiriusXM 167.
We get you close. If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Racetime Radio on SiriusXM 167, Canada Talks. And now, back with your host, Joe Chisholm.
Morning, dickhead.
Hello, moron.
The old guys. And welcome back, everybody, to Racetime Radio. Sure hope you're having a good time tonight here on the channel. So much great programming on Canada Talks. Make sure you check it out throughout the course of the week. The BBN, you want to check that out, Business News Network. We got it right here on the channel. And I think Dave's Corner Garage is up after us. But keep it tuned right here to Channel 167 Canada Talks. But let's get back to the hotline, shall we? New Smyrna Speedway is the home of the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing. And this next guest is heading there for his second kick at the can. Last year, his debut. And he's going back into the number 13 super late model. His name is Austin McDonald, and he's from Nova Scotia, and he's on the hotline. What's going on, Austin? How you doing, kiddo?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic, my friend. Are you all ready to go for Speed Weeks?
Absolutely. If I can dig myself out of the snow up here and finish exams, I'll be on my way.
Yeah. Did you guys get hammered in Nova Scotia, too? I know Newfoundland really got her.
Oh, yeah, we got it, definitely.
A little bit of snow never hurt, right?
No, it's good to look at.
Yeah,
not fun to shovel.
Yeah, I guess not. Especially, right, you want to be in the super. I can hear your dad saying, get that shovel over there and get that stuff cleaned out of the way so we can get your car ready.
Yeah, we're all packed up pretty much, getting everything finalized.
That's the way to have it. And there's a lot to prepare, right? A lot of people won't realize when you're a Canadian competitor and you're taking your gear across the border, man, those guys want a list of absolutely everything, including your toothbrush.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I always usually travel separate from the race car, but I hear some stories, and they're not very polite most of the time.
And, you know, you guys are only going down there to race and then come home, and you'll be bringing the same car home. But how's the preparations coming along? That number 13 car looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much ready. The Pro is 100%, and we're just finishing up all the touches on the Super. We're planning to run the Super, like, focus on it this year, especially at New Smyrna. And if everything's going all right, we'll pull out the Pro and give it a go, too.
Ah, do a little double dipping, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah, good for you. Out of Rolly McDonald's shop, you got Andrew Hicken working on your stuff. You're surrounded by a bunch of great people, aren't you?
Oh, we have a great team. I mean, all the guys that work there, Andrew, Scott, Corey. I mean, my grandfather himself is always there. I'm there. We have a great team, all the guys who work on the car, my dad, Big Pit Crew. They all put a lot of time and a lot of money into this team, and they're always there for me. So, I mean, I just can't thank them enough because this wouldn't be possible without them.
Well, I'll tell you what, kiddo, you're worth the effort. You are an accomplished young racer in the Legend Car Series. You've won a lot of races in behind the wheel of your Legend Car.
Yeah, we had a lot of luck, but a lot of good times, too. A lot of good guys on that side, too. Just a lot of time put into that. I mean, for us, time is the most of it. I want to be able to race at all the racetracks that I can to get the most experience and make myself a better driver.
And really, that's the Annex Legend Series in itself really lends itself well to gaining that experience. I know it's a lot smaller vehicle than what your Super, your Prolate is, but it's got to be relevant, right? You race that Legend car, and a lot of that same feeling, does it come over into the other disciplines?
Absolutely, I think so. I mean, the Legend car is all about car control, and I mean, racing with a lot of guys down south, Florida, North Carolina, all of those guys, they're really tough racers. And I think the competition from car to car compares. I mean, you're racing the best of the best in each division.
So what's it like? This now going to be your second year. What was the reception like, Austin? I know you're a young guy. How old are you?
I just turned 16 in August.
So 16 years old, last year you would have been 15 down there. What was the reception like from some of the guys that you were racing against last year?
It was really good. I gained a lot of respect last year. And, I mean, especially in New Hampshire, I mean, one of the rows, I mean, they even commented on my driving. And just when the guys are all super nice. A lot of the older gentlemen in the series are always there talking about tips and helping me through it. My grandfather, my crew chief, like they're all, it's a community sport. They're all there to help me and help new drivers come and, make the sport better.
Well, I'll tell you something. Those guys that you mentioned, Rowe, Mike, or, Ben Rowe, those guys, they don't just hand out respect. I'll tell you, you have to earn it with them as you do with everybody on that racetrack. And Austin, I've watched you. I watched it last year at Speed Weeks. And I was amazed. I really was. Not to say that I didn't expect it, but you did a phenomenal job behind the wheel. And then I was fortunate enough to see you at Riverside International Speedway this year, and you backed that up again and had some great runs. You know what you're doing behind the wheel of that car.
That means a lot coming from you. It's a lot of fun and a lot of big opportunities, but I just like to learn each race. It's a lot of hard work that I put in, my crew puts in, everybody puts in a lot of hard work, and I just like to learn each and every race, get better and better, and hopefully soon, very soon, hopefully I'll start winning races.
It's going to come. You can feel it. Last year at New Smyrna Speedway, you were coupled in there with Cassius Clark. Cash Money, the guy has been there, done that, won a lot of races. And you were teamed up with him last year. Is he going to be there with you this year, or are you guys going to be on your own?
No, we're going to be on our own. This is hopefully, well, this is my year with the King Crew to really, really embrace me and hopefully get my image out there and my name.
Yeah, and that's going to be a great way to do it. Speed Weeks, a lot of eyeballs, a lot of eyes and ears are on that facility to find out, you know, who are we going to be watching in the future? Because the future stars are definitely at that World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing. And Austin, you're on that list. You're going to concentrate on the super late model. What's going to be success for you? What are you looking for with that super at the World Series this year?
I'd like to run top three. I mean, that's a huge expectation right now. And I get that, but I really think our team can pull it together, and I can pull it together. I mean, we're all out there to win the race, each one of us. But I think it would be nice to finish top three and run, not necessarily even finish, but run there and be competitive. I want to be able to run with the big guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, well, that's what you want to do. You want to run with them, learn from them, and then take what you learned and use it against them.
Exactly. Learn a lot of tips and then be able to learn and bring that back into it. And the more I learn, the better I'll be.
Absolutely. That speedway, take us around that half-mile track. It's high-banked. It's got lots of character to it. Was it daunting to you when you first got out there? Or was it something that you went, hey, this is awesome?
No, it was definitely new because I haven't been on a track that big and especially that fast. That was one of my first pro late model starts. But the longer throughout the week I ran, the more comfortable I got. I got more comfortable in the car that I was in, and we made good teamwork with the car and got the car better and got me better. And by the end of the week, I was really happy with their performance. The track's absolutely wild, though. High banks. I mean, you go into the corners, everything drops down. Tight corners, though. As big as the racetrack looks, it gets tight out there with that many cars.
Yeah, tire drop-off has got to come into it, too. I've watched a lot of races at that track. You got to manage those tires or you're going to be out of them in short order.
Especially, that's what I got to watch out for in the Super because, I mean, the Pro doesn't really use them up, but I've been watching a lot of videos and practicing iRacing a lot and just seeing what I can do with the Super, and tires wear off a lot faster.
We're with Austin McDonald tonight. He's going to drive the number 13 super late model at the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing. New Smyrna Speedway, it's coming up in just 2 weeks here. They're going to be on that racetrack for 9 nights solid. If you've never seen the World Series, you've got to take this in. Get your butt down to Florida. It will blow your mind. It is it's something to look forward to, and after you do it once, you're going to want to do it every single year. It's a great track. The Hart family does an amazing job with New Smyrna Speedway. It always has improvements. I know they went through a bunch last year. And you're going to see young drivers like Austin McDonald is really going to light the lamp, and you're going to know that name. If this is the first time you've heard his name, trust me, you're going to hear a lot more about this youngster as we move down the road, so to speak. Austin, how many super races have you got under your belt?
I have none. This will be my first super race.
It's going to be your first run in the super. Much difference between the super late and that pro late, do you think?
I would assume so, but, I mean, it's the same car. You just got a lot more power under you. Throttle control will be big, but the Legend car really helped me with throttle control. I think it'll all work out pretty good.
Yeah, the Legend car, when they snap around, when something goes wrong in a Legend car, it happens in a real hurry, right?
Absolutely. I mean, your tracks are so small. Those cars have so much torque and such small wheelbase. I mean, you never know when it's going to happen, especially racing in the rain. I mean, I raced in all conditions, and definitely the Legend car teaches you car control.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to need, especially with that Super, and especially at that track against the guys you're going to be running with. It's going to be some exciting stuff, but They got more horsepower, but I think they got a little better brake package too, right? You should be able to whoa it up a little quicker.
That's all the same, I think, as what we want running the Pro.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it will be the same car that I ran there last year in the Pro, just with a different motor.
Ah, there you go. So when will you pull out the Pro Late throughout the course of the week? Are you going to try it right off the bat, or are you going to just do the Super and maybe halfway through the week pull out the Pro?
I think probably you'll see us come out maybe halfway through the week, Wednesday or Thursday, test it, just really make sure that it's okay. You'll definitely see us in the 100 lapper, though, since there'll be no Supers that night.
Right, so then that's when you're going to turn the wick up on the Pro Late and give her from there. That's going to be a lot of fun. You got to be one excited young individual.
Absolutely, I am very excited. I'd also like to mention that we're really trying to grow my image this year. We'd really like for a marketer to come on with us this year, maybe travel with us a little bit, and help get my name out there to get me into the next step.
Ah, good plan. That's a real good plan, Austin. You're looking at it the right way. Social media, I know you're on Twitter. We tagged you up on Twitter. What else do you do? You have Facebook and Instagram and all those other cool things?
Absolutely. I have Facebook, Instagram. I'd suggest that everybody go follow my Facebook page. We keep it updated pretty often. The King Racing Facebook page, too. I mean, really, if you look up King Racing, that's where our main accomplishments are. That's the main business, too. If anybody's looking for Pro or Super parts or needs or any maintenance or anything, King Racing is probably the place to go in the north.
Sure. And if you're freighting anything, they got some pretty good trucks that are dependable as well.
Absolutely. A big sponsorship there with King Freight Lines.
You want to believe it. Now, your Facebook page, is it just under Austin McDonald Racing, or how do we find it?
Austin McDonald Racing, number 27.
Number 27. Okay.
I'm going to have to change that one, though.
Yeah, you're going to have to switch that over to the 13, right?
Absolutely.
So
new car, new number.
In the Legend Series, I guess I take it you were the number 27 there.
Yep.
Why would you not carry that through? Has that been a consideration or a thought, or you just know the 13 is iconic with King Racing?
The 13 has always been the iconic King Racing number. I even wanted to run it in the Legend car, in the Bandolero where I started, but it was already taken, sadly. I've always wanted to run the number 13, though, after my grandfather and carry on his legacy.
Ah, good thought. Rolly McDonald, that guy had a long, storied career. Man, he just stepped out of the Super Late out on the East Coast there, what, last year?
Yeah, he's still tests a little. He's never done, I don't think.
No, I don't think you'll ever see him done. He must give you a pile, just a pile of advice heading into a race.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I get great advice from him. Especially my crew chief, Andrew Hicken. I got both of them in both my ears telling me good advice, and it can get a little confusing sometimes which one to listen to. But I always seem to figure it out.
Who stays calmer? Does Andrew stay calm, or is it Grandpa that stays calm?
They're both very good, but, I mean, Andrew is my spotter, too, my crew chief spotter, and I can't say enough good words about him. He is the most calm person I've ever met on the radio. And after a race, I mean, he's very controlled, keeps a low voice, and always keeps me steady and ready to go in the race car.
Yeah, that's the way to have it. You got to keep that driver calm, cool, and collected, because a lot of things that you'll feel in that car when someone gets up against you or whatever, you think it's one way, and it's actually, most of the time, it works out that it's the exact opposite, right?
Yeah, perception is everything, but he's usually good to help me out with that.
Good deal. So, when do you pull the trigger? When do you guys head out of the snow cold Nova Scotia area? When do you head for the beach?
Pretty much the end of the month. I have my last exam on the 28th, so pretty much right after that, I think we're going to head out.
You want to ace that exam and then leave with good, clear conscience, right?
Absolutely. School's been very good to mention or to help me get through it. I'm actually going to take online courses next semester, and so we can focus on racing and focus on being away more. And everything moving is in the right direction, I think, with school and with racing. So we're all on board.
Sounds like you got your ducks in a row, my friend, and that's what you're going to need to have in order to be successful in that race car and out of it. Austin, it sounds like you're heading in the right direction. Good for you, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on tonight, and I just want to thank King Racing, all my sponsors. If anybody would like to sponsor me, that's a big ask, but hopefully I can get my name out there this year and maybe pick up a few new ones.
Hey, that'd be cool, and well worth it. Just final question for you. What is going to happen after Speed Weeks? What do you got for a schedule, or are you guys still working at it?
Well, you see, I can't confirm or deny pretty much anything with my grandfather. we're definitely looking at New Hampshire, though, the big pro race that we ran there last year.
Mm-hmm.
Jocasta for sure this year.
Nice.
We're gonna. You can see me at the three Annie Ganesh races. We definitely want to run there. I'll probably be in the Legend car in Texas this year too.
Ah, there you go. So you can't put that Legend car too far away because you're gonna get back into it.
Absolutely. I'm super excited to run New Smyrna though in my Fury car. I can't say enough about them either. They've always given me a great car and. Especially pumped this year to go run it again.
Yeah, and they'll probably be right trackside with you guys. Fury, I would imagine, is going to have quite a bit of hardware flying around New Smyrna this year.
Oh, I would say absolutely. I mean, they're a great bunch of guys to work with, Jeff Foltz, and I mean, all of them. Jeff has been always with us and always supported us, and I mean, I've learned a lot of great tips from him too, so.
Austin, this has been great catching up with you. We're excited for Speed Weeks. I know you are, too. And fans are going to get their money's worth. They're going to have to keep their eye on that 13 car, right?
That's the plan. Hopefully, it'll be right in front. Not hard to spot.
Yeah, good for you, kiddo. You have safe travels, and we look forward to getting you back on Racetime Radio at the end of Speed Weeks. And what do you say we do that and recap things?
Absolutely. Sounds good.
You betcha. That's Austin McDonald. He drives the number 13 car, and you're going to see him at the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing, New Smyrna Speedway, 9 nights. You'll be able to see him, I would imagine, every night of Speed Weeks, taking down the super late model and the pro late model. So he's going to have a horse. He's going to have two horses in that barn. And you got to watch this kid. I'm telling you. Watching him last year, not only at the World Series, I watched it all on Fans Choice last year, but I also seen him at Riverside International Speedway for my own eyes, and we called that race, and I'll tell you what, he's amazing behind the wheel. He will earn respect. He's going to do it in a hurry. There's a lot involved there. He doesn't go out there and... I don't know, overdrive, if that's the way to put it. He doesn't drive over his head. He stays in the zone. But trust me when I say when he picks up on something, he'll utilize it. And he's going to be incredible to watch. Keep your eye on that number 13. Follow him along on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. Let him know you heard him on Racetime Radio and wish him luck. But what we're going to do here is we're going to throw it back to Toronto. Get you up to date on some of the news and highlights that you may have missed here in hour number one. And then we're going to come back for hour number two. And we're going to hear from Josh Williams in hour two, Xfinity. We'll also talk to Joe Wells, Competition ARCA. Stay with us.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, channel 167.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
Broadcasting live from the track.
We're here to get trophies.
Never give up, baby.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio Channel 90 is your home for all things NASCAR.
The yellow lights come on and boom.
Perfect!
Everything's happening so fast.
Every race.
Hard contact into the safer barrier.
Exclusive interviews.
This is more than just a job. We don't get caught up in being famous.
The only broadcasting outlet in the world delivering NASCAR 24/7, 365.
Thank you. You are the man.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
Channel 90. We're back with our number two of Race Time Radio.
With the two Joes.
Here on Race Time Radio.
On Sirius XM 167.
Where Canada talks.
And we are back with you. You get ripped off tonight, though. You only got one Joe. I'm Joe Chisholm, Jr., not here. In an airplane, actually, flying somewhere between Calgary and Toronto on his way back from Victoria. He went out there for the weekend to be Jr., right? I don't know of anybody else that would just take off to Victoria, B.C. for the weekend, but that's what he did. Lucky guy to be young again, right? Coming up here in hour number two, we're going to talk with Josh Williams. Big announcement this week. He is going to be back behind the wheel of a DGM Xfinity car with Mario Gosselin. We're going to talk with Josh, and we're also going to catch up with Joe Wells, the lead competition director for the ARCA Menards Series. Things all heating up for Daytona. And, of course, it all gets kicked off at Daytona on the big track with the ARCA Series and the Lucas Oil 200. So we're going to talk to Joe Wells about the practice and about what we should look forward to into that Lucas Oil 200. Again, if you've never seen the ARCA Series at Daytona, if you've never been there, you want to go see this race. You want to go see all the NASCAR stuff. I agree. But if you're going to go down there and you're going to be in the area and you're going to pass on the ARCA stuff, you're crazy. I'll tell you what, some of the best races I've ever seen at Daytona International Speedway were in that ARCA Series. The competition off the hook. And you got to know that about, I don't know, maybe half the field, well, maybe not half the field, a little bit less than half the field, has never been on a super speedway. It's brand new to them. So we all know as fans, the hardcore fans that watch Daytona and watch NASCAR, you all know how difficult it is to manipulate the draft and to keep your car under control in the draft. Now, picture yourself out there doing the same speeds as what all those other guys do in NASCAR. Picture that speed, and you're with a bunch of inexperienced people that have never experienced what you're doing here and now. It gets exciting. It gets real intense. It gets very exciting. And that is the Lucas Oil 200. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be off the hook coming up here. I want to say it's February the 8th, but I'll double check that when we hit our break. You don't want to miss it. We'll talk to Joe Wells, the competition director. He'll give us a good feel for what the competition looks like. Of course, Joe, with his finger right on the pulse over ARCA, they've gone through some transition. The new composite body had come out. The Elmore engines were all out there. You got the big teams like Venturini. Those guys are going to be coming in. Rhett Jones is another one that, how can you argue the fact? Dominique put it on top of the speed charts just a week ago. I've got that interview, and you know what? We're gonna listen to that interview one more time with Dominique. She set fast time at Daytona right after the test. It'll be a good segue into speaking with Joe Wells. Let's hear it now. Then we'll talk to Josh, and then we'll grab Joe on the hotline. But let's revisit the Dominique interview. Here it is. Daytona, two-day testing for the ARCA presented by Menard Series, the ARCA Menard Series. How about this? Top of the speed charts for the number 30 for Rhett Jones Racing. We got Dominique Van Wiergen with us. How you doing, Dominique? Good job yesterday.
Thank you. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Man, here we are, ice and snow up here. Sounds like you guys had a beautiful day at Daytona Beach.
Oh, yeah, we did. There was a little threats of occasional rain here or there, but we were all sweating.
Yeah, well, laying some fast laps, lap times down as well for you. Was the car fast right out of the box, or did the boys have to go to work on it for you?
We did a few changes here or there, but we were consistently pretty racy time-wise. And once we started getting, everyone started drafting, and we went out on Sunday, the first time I went out and came back in, and Mark was like, yeah, we're P1 on the speed chart. So I was like, oh, okay. Thought I could get a little bit more out of it, but didn't know it was that good.
Well, it just makes it more exciting for when you head back for the Lucas Oil 200. I did see an interview yesterday with you, and is it a definite yet? Are you for sure in that 30 for the Lucas Oil 200?
We're not for sure in it yet. We are trying to get funding for just to be able to compete because you know how the sport is. We're all trying to get in it, so if there's anyone out there that would like to see us in there, see how well we can do race day, you can contact our team owner, Mark Rett, at Rett Jones Racing.
Now,
we can get some deal going. I'd like to be able to race it. After P1 on the speed charts, I'd like to see how we do race day.
Yeah, nothing will help you out much better than putting it on top of the board at Daytona. That's got to feel fantastic and really rewarding for the team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were all really happy when we came in, all tickled pink, as we say it.
I guess. You've been busy in this sport, Dominique. You're out of Windsor, Ontario. You've been down doing the NASCAR K&N Pro Series. You've been in a truck. You're now in an ARCA car. It's been a busy few years for you.
Yeah, the last few years I've actually been running a mod consistently pretty much every other weekend throughout the summer back in Michigan, pretty much back home for me. And I won the Springport Mid-Michigan Modified Track Championship this last year. So I've been keeping my skills sharp.
I guess. And that's important, right? Lots of seat time is really going to lend itself well. And it obviously does when you can take the experience you've got, jump into that 30, and go out there and stick it on top of the speed charts. That's saying a lot for you.
Oh, yeah. It definitely helps keeping in the seat and just keeping my skills sharp because even though it's just local racing back home, all those guys have been racing for longer than I've been alive. So they know how to race up there, too. So they keep you on your toes.
Absolutely. So the plan now for 2020, of course, you're got your eyes set on that Lucas Oil 200 to get the season started off. And hopefully you can get that funding put into place and jump back behind the wheel of that rocket ship. But what is your plan for 2020 looking down the road?
The only thing I have planned right now is still more modified racing back at home. We might be doing the big modified race at the Winchester 400 weekend this year as well, but that's all we have planned at the moment. I'd love to be able to do more ARCA or K&N races if we could get the funding.
Wouldn't that be that would be awesome, especially if you could get back down to Daytona and just imagine if you could get out there and win that race. I would imagine that would parlay itself into more ARCA races, I would imagine.
Oh, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, it'd be something else. Have you got any of your crew from your modified down at Daytona helping you out?
No, they've been staying up home in Michigan, getting ready for the race season for this next year in 2020.
How about support for the modified? Sponsorship's got to play a key role up here as well. You well stickered up on the modified?
It's a lot cheaper to run the modified, so it's easier for us to pay for it. And we got a friend of ours that helps us out a lot, and he'll look after the cars for us while I'm down in South Carolina. And it's just, I remember the first half of the season I won four or five of the first races, and we were able to just use the earnings money that we got from winning to pay for the new tires for the next race. Then we were breaking even there for a while, so it's a lot easier to fund those local races up home than it is to do an ARCA race or a K&N race.
Absolutely. It's simply two different worlds, so to speak. Let's talk about Daytona for a minute here. You got there. What you would have arrived, what, Thursday last week?
Yeah, we got in Thursday night, and then gates opened on early Friday morning.
So meetings would have taken place, and then you got onto the racetrack, I guess, Friday.
Yeah, they had us do an ARCA meeting the first thing Friday morning, and then after the meeting they had a bunch of vans for the rookie drivers that haven't been to just get kind of a ride along just so you can get on the track first time. And then practice started at about 10:30 because the track was a little wet, so they had the jet dryers out there getting it dry. And when we got going, it was a little intimidating the first time you go out because it's a big track and you go really fast. But once you go out the first time, it's not so bad as you think it's going to be.
I spoke to Andrew Gersell. He's a late model driver up here in Ontario, runs in the APC series. Andrew, 1 year, took a shot at Daytona, went down, and I spoke to him after he got off the track that weekend. I said, Andrew, what was it like? Big 2.5 mile speedway. Is it like it looks on television? He said, no, it's not even close when you're behind the wheel. He said, big 2.5 mile track. He said, you still want to lift when you hit the turns, and everybody's telling you don't lift, but it just seems insane to keep your foot in it.
Yeah, it's a little unnatural feeling a little bit going into it, but after a few sessions, I kind of got used to the feel of staying in it the whole time, and when you're kind of turning, what the track's going to do, and feeling the wind of hitting the car, because we had a lot of... It was pretty windy all weekend, so there were a few times where the car would move just from the wind alone.
The goosebumps, I bet you got those when you went through that tunnel turn at Daytona.
They weren't too bad, actually. I've been to some pretty rough tracks, but I thought Daytona was really smooth.
But the feeling going through that tunnel, and now you're going to be in a car, it had to have thrown the excitement meter right off the top.
Oh, yeah, and intimidating at the same time.
A little bit of both. Then you progress into Saturday, and look at you go, to the top of the board. Did you do any more laps after you hit the top of the board, or do you guys just say, okay, that's it, let's pack her up?
That was actually my first time out because my brother Tristan was practicing most of Saturday. So we just went in at one time just to get a good drafting group out there, and we did four laps, came in, and then there was a threat of rain, and about half of the cars in the garage, all agreed that, yeah, we can pack up.
Yeah, and Tristan didn't do bad either, right? I want to say he was around ninth somewhere.
Yeah, he was doing pretty good. Part of the problem is if you don't get in a good drafting group that wants to stay in line, it'll affect your time. If you have six cars all bunched together like I did, you can get all 60 to the top of the speed chart in one way, shape, or form. But he had a group of four, and one guy got out of line and started messing around, so they weren't able to go as fast as they wanted to.
Right. Right. It totally different. That drafting is just boggles my mind when I watch it. You got to have the right partners. You got to be in the right group. And somehow or another, everybody's got to work together. And that never seems to work out. I don't know why, especially on the last lap of one of those big races.
Yeah, and when you can feel the people when they draft on you and just all that air, and it is fascinating to feel because it's, especially just from short track racing, it's phenomenal how much it actually, like, you can feel yourself stop.
I bet. Dominique, you did fantastic. We wish you well, and hopefully you can gain that sponsorship that it's going to take to get you back behind the wheel for the Lucas Oil 200 in the ARCA presented by Menard Series. That number 30, Rhett Jones Racing. Those guys do a good job. You did a fantastic job behind the wheel, and good luck. Hopefully you can be back in there, and I'll tell you what, Canada would come unglued with you behind the wheel and putting it on the pole for that Lucas Oil 200.
Oh, yeah, I'd definitely like to be able to come back in 3 weeks.
Unreal. Dominique, thanks so much for the time tonight. We surely do appreciate it. Safe travels home, and we'll keep our eye out there. Hopefully we get you back on the show to make that sponsor announcement that you're going to be going to Daytona.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me on. And if you guys or anyone else listening would like to keep track to hear any progress updates, my Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are all Dominique Racing, so you can follow me there and keep track of what's going on.
Thanks so much for the time tonight. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We'll see how Dominique makes out. Rhett Jones Racing, that 30 car, wicked fast at Daytona. I hope she gets that sponsorship. Maybe, just maybe, We can get her back on here next week with a big announcement. Wouldn't that be cool? Come on, Margaret, get out there. Beat those bushes. Let's get her in that car. Okay, we're going to hit this break. When we come back, Josh Williams is going to join us. He's going to be with DGM in the NASCAR Xfinity Series at Daytona. And he's going to join us next here on Race Time. Stay with us.
Paperback Rides Live.
Hey, Race Fans, this is Derek White, number 99, the OCR Gazbar Chevrolet. You're listening to RTR. You
sit all night when you read my book.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Race Time Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Race Time Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
If you're a Springsteen fan, you just found the promised land. Hear rare interviews and performances. Live concerts.
Is there anybody alive?
Celebrity guest DJs.
This is Rob Lowe.
Hey, baby, it's little Steven here.
And more exclusives when listening to Bruce Springsteen's channel.
Welcome, Bruce Springsteen, to E Street Radio, your home away from home.
Great to be here.
E Street Radio, Sirius XM Channel 20.
Broadcasting live from the track.
We're here to get trophies.
Never give up, baby.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio Channel 90 is your home for all things NASCAR.
The yellow lights come on and I'm like, oh.
Everything's happening so fast.
Every race.
Hard contact into the safer barrier.
Exclusive interviews.
This is more than just a job. We don't get caught up in being famous.
The only broadcasting outlet in the world delivering NASCAR 24/7, 365.
Thank you. You are the man.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
Channel 90.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAV TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAV TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAV TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
Mad Dog Sports Radio is opinionated, passionate sports talk with a bite from the hijinks of the morning men.
I bet your parents do too. They go big bulk shopping.
Eggs.
I got 50 jars of duck sauce.
We don't even eat duck sauce.
But I got a good deal.
To the insight of Adam Shine.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of sports.
Not NFL.
Sports.
And the animated energy of the Mad Dog himself, Mad Dog. Christopher Russo.
This is the channel to talk about your favorite sports team. Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, or anytime on the SiriusXM app.
Taking you all the way to the track and back.
And we are back with you live tonight on Race Time Radio. Welcome aboard on Sirius XM Channel 167, or maybe, just maybe you're tuned in on the Performance Motorsport Network.com, airing Race Time Radio 2-3 times a week. Or how about 98.9 XFM Antigonish, Nova Scotia? You can check us out there weekly, along with Gearhead Country Radio, or maybe you're tuned in on demand. And you can get Race Time Radio anytime. Just go to iTunes and search Race Time Radio. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe, and you'll never miss Race Time Radio again, but you can always tune in Sunday night right here on SiriusXM. Let's get back to the hotline, shall we? And let's welcome in our next guest. He's got a smile a mile wide. I thought that was the sun coming back up again the other night, but it wasn't. It was Josh Williams. A big smile. He's going back into NASCAR Xfinity Racing. He's going to be hooked up with DGM, and he's with us on the hotline. Joshua, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man, good. Just glad to be on the show. I appreciate y'all having me back.
Glad to hear you're back behind the wheel, man. This is going to be an outstanding 2020 season, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. At least that's what we're looking forward to. Mario's made some pretty good changes, to update the program and try to get a little better. And, you know, I'm going to be better every time I go back to the racetrack. So we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we have a pretty successful 2020.
Josh, nothing happens fast when you're trying to move forward in a field of cars that are as competitive as you race against every single week. But there is progression, and we've seen a lot of progression out of your team. This has got to be tremendous news. You know, far too often do we hear drivers moving over to this or changing teams and, you know, we're going to change disciplines and go to a different thing. It just doesn't give things enough time to percolate, to, you know, get that chemistry together and to have the successes. It sounds like this is the kind of year that you guys are going to move forward in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And you got to know, you, Josh, as a driver, do everything you possibly can behind the wheel. You can see it when you're on the speedway. And you got to know that Mario and that whole group keep doing whatever they can to give you a competitive ride under you. And it's, I'll tell you what, I'm genuinely excited for the opportunity this year.
Yeah, me too. Really excited. You know, me and Mario, we work really good together. You know, we bounce ideas off of each other every weekend, you know, about the car and things like that, changes we need to make or maybe improvements we need to make towards next year. So, you know, really looking forward to it and, you know, just thankful that, Mario and Michelle gave us the opportunity to come back and try this deal again and try to be even better than we were last year.
From year to year, when you look at the NASCAR Xfinity Series, it seems like we've gone through a stage now or a period where there has been a great deal of change year to year. You know, we had new cars, we had new bodies put on these things, we've got different engine programs, and they all take time to perfect and to dial in, if you will. What has it been like this year versus 2019? Are we through another big growing spurt, or have you got something that's going to be relatively close to what you had in 2019 from a rules perspective?
Yeah, I think we're going to be pretty close. You know, there's always small changes, things like that, as far as, you know, different packages that they like to try. But I think we're going to be pretty similar here in 2020, what we had in 2019, and that's good for us. It's good for a small team like us because, you know, we've established those notes that we've had. Now we can go back to them. So, unfortunately, we don't have the resources that some of the bigger teams have to, you know, maybe go to the wind tunnel, things like that, or you know, maybe not a lot of chassis simulation programs or computer programs that what we can rely on to get us closer when we get to the track. So to eliminate that learning curve, I guess you'd say, will help us out a lot and really help us focus on making our cars better week in and week out.
It's got to feel good to be able to pull the notebook out and actually use it instead of taking the notebook out and saying, damn, we got to throw that one away because all this has changed. It's going to be kind of cool. I got your stats pulled up in front of me. And 102 ARCA presented by Menards Races. Man, and you got wins in ARCA. You were very successful in the ARCA series. What's it like stepping into Xfinity and not having the same type of results that you were used to in the ARCA series, but you're building towards them, I guess?
Yeah, we're making progress for sure. And you know, when we ran the ARCA series, we ran our family-owned team, and we did all of our own stuff out of our own 40-by-60 shop here in Concord with me and a couple guys. So, I mean, we had really good success in the ARCA series, and I feel like the level of competition, the drivers, and the teams that we're dealing with in the Xfinity series, what we're accomplishing, you know, with DGM and the type of equipment that we put together last year, I think our results are comparable to, you know, to running up front. It's a different level, but, you know, top 15s and occasionally we creep out some top 12s and you know, we finish eighth at Talladega. So for us, I think that's very good. And this year, you know, we're going to move our goals up a little bit. We're going to try to focus staying more inside the top 15 and try to lean on some top 10s if we can take advantage of it. And, that's just really what we're looking forward to, and I want to get out there and win a speedway race. I think we've got a really good super speedway program. I think our package is very good. We just gotta have luck on our side. You know, speedway racing is I'd probably say it's 90% luck. So hopefully we can get a little bit of luck on our side and get us a good solid top five finish out of some of these races at Daytona and Talladega.
And in fairness, too, I also got to point out, too, to the listeners that really 2019 was the closest you had to a full season. When you look back to 2018, you had 20 out of 38 rides. And then 17, you had 7. And then 2 when you back it up one more year. So is this going to be a full season this year, Josh? Have you got all the races booked in?
That's the goal. That's the goal as of right now. I mean, we're still working on some things, so stuff's subject to change. But, you know, if everything goes the way it's been going here the past couple months, I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. And, you know, those Speedway races, Mario is so, so good at preparing things for, you know, one of those Speedway races. It all comes down to drafting. And I guess it really qualifying. I always look at qualifying as being a non-issue because the races are so long that you should be able to overcome a bad qualifying session. But that isn't true, is it? If you have a real bad qualifying effort, it's really hard to bounce back from it.
Yeah, definitely. It just depends. Like I said, it's kind of like it's kind of being lucky. You know, one year there at Daytona, we had a shock shim break after qualifying, and we failed post-qualifying tech, so we had to start 40th, and I think it was like 10 laps or 11 laps or something like that. We were sitting 7th, so I guess it just depends if the line you're in is moving forward, but we're definitely, I think we're going to work on our cars a lot, you know, from last year as far as super speedways on qualifying. I think you'll see us qualify a few positions better for sure than we have been, so it definitely makes it easier. I guess it's kind of catch 22. If you qualify near the back, you can kind of ride around amidst the wrecks, and if you end up in the middle, you got to pick a lane, and hopefully nobody messes up.
Yeah, point and pray, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Incredible. Josh Williams is on the hotline with us. NASCAR Xfinity. He's going to be in the DGM. Are you 36 this year or 90?
We'll be in the 92 this year. We had a little number change.
Ah, 92. You're going to go. What was the thought process behind that, 92?
We're going to try to make a deal with the 92 where it's kind of, stuck with my name. And the 36 has been bounced around between me and Alex and some other drivers, and so is the 90. So we're trying to stick the 92 with, try to brand it with Josh Williams. And Mario, he used to run the 92 quite often, years ago before they started the 36 team. So just try to bring it back and, have some good luck with it and a little game changer.
Yeah, good for you. Nothing wrong with that at all. And working on the branding is the way to do it. How is the sponsorship coming along? What do you got on the car for Daytona?
We're going to have multiple people on the car for Daytona. We're just kind of still putting some stuff together, and we're still waiting on a couple confirmations, but we're going to have multiple people on the car for Daytona. But I do know we're going to have some returning sponsors. Sleep Well is coming back on board with us for 2020, as well as Startron and Silverton Casinos. And got a couple more people. Harkin Construction's coming back on for 2020 for a couple races. So looking forward to having those people back. And we're still working on a couple new ones here that they'll come out here shortly.
Well, I can tell you right now, you're listening to this and you're thinking you might want to get involved with the NASCAR Xfinity team. Josh Williams is your man right there. I'll tell you, you won't find a better guy. You won't find a better representative. And you won't find a guy that tries any harder than what Josh is going to be trying inside that race car. How about the crew that you're going to be surrounded by this year, Josh? Any changes on the crew side of things?
We'll pretty much have the same core group of guys that we've had over the past couple of years. I think we might have a new guy that's coming with us, Zach. He actually messaged me on Twitter about the middle of last year, and he's like, hey, man, I want to go help you out at some of these races. And you never turn down a volunteer. So he might actually be coming on board with us for a couple more races this year, maybe all season. And we got a couple more people that might jump on board with us throughout the season. But pretty much same core group of guys that we've had. So, you know, we all work well together and really looking forward to it.
A lot of teams, Josh, have that they hire their pit crew. They're not necessarily the guys that work on the car, 24/7. They've got an over-the-wall gang. How about the 92 car? Is it you guys that are working on the car and pitting the car, or have you guys got a group of guys that'll jump over the fence?
Yeah, we usually have a group of guys that come in to go over the wall to change the tires. It's that part of the program is so key and really means a lot, you know, for track position and maintaining where you're at, when the caution comes out. So the guys in the shop, you know, and all of us, we really don't have time to practice, you know, throughout the week and things like that. So it's pretty much easier and more beneficial for us to hire somebody in. NASCAR's got the new format they're going to try at Iowa and the two road course races, and then that we won't have to have a picture for that. So our guys will go over the wall and change the tires, and so it'll have a little throwback, a little old school style come Iowa and then a couple road course races.
Yeah, something different, right, for everybody, and that's kind of cool. When they get a little bit of little subtle differences like that, it adds a ton of excitement to it. Look at what the Roval did for everybody. Just amazing to see a different look at things.
Yeah, definitely. It's cool too. I mean, for a fan perspective and even a driver perspective, and team owners, they get to save a little bit more money, and the drivers get to try to experience either a different track or a different format. So I think it's cool for everybody, and really like what NASCAR's doing with all the changes and things they got ahead of us.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I can guarantee you that. How will you prepare now for Daytona? It's coming up here in a couple of weeks. What do you do from here till there? Do you just have sleepless nights, or are you going to be on a simulator somewhere? What's the plan?
We're hopefully we'll get some confirmation here next week. We've put two ARCA cars together to go to Daytona for the ARCA race, and speaking with a few drivers on that, so hopefully we can get somebody signed up. But JW Motorsports, my team, has put some ARCA cars back together for 2020 to put a couple drivers in and do some races throughout the year. So I'll be working on that up until we go to Daytona to run the Xfinity car. So we'll be in Daytona for a little while. After the ARCA race is over, we're going to drive on over to Uncle Mario's in Lake Wales and work on the cars there for a couple days and try to get things ready for Daytona and prepare for the West Coast.
Oh, man. Hey, what a grueling schedule you guys have right off the bat, right? You do Daytona and then, boom, out west and back east, and you guys are all over the map. They're pretty hard on you guys right off the top.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But, it's the life we chose, so we got to make the best of it.
Any chance you're going to slide out to New Smyrna when you're not in your Xfinity car? Are you going to slide over to New Smyrna and do anything there or catch the action?
I've been looking around a little bit. Maybe I can slide over there and see if I can steal somebody's seat and run a super or something. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. If it's got four wheels on it and the motor, I'm going to try to get it.
Yeah, no kidding. You always do, my man. It's going to be exciting, I can guarantee you that. Great news to hear you're going to be in behind the wheel of the 92 car. We're all going to have to watch for that. Fans can stay up with you. You're on all the social medias and stuff, right?
Yes, sir. Of course. I guess the most interesting one would be my Twitter, Josh 6 Williams. That's where all the good stuff is.
Oh, you want to believe it. I love watching it, I'll tell you. I get a laugh at least once a day, if not once every couple of days. You're pretty comical on that Twitter, man.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten in trouble yet, so. We'll try to keep it that way.
Yeah, no kidding. Josh, this has been great catching up with you tonight. We surely appreciate your time. We wish you luck at Daytona, and we're all going to be keyed in and watching you, man. Go out there, qualify, stick it on the pole, and go out there and win your first Speedway race in an Xfinity car. That would be cool.
That's what we're going to try to do for sure. I'm the I'm the honorary Canadian when Alex isn't around for DGM, so I got to make my fans proud.
Absolutely. You want to believe it, brother. I know you can go beer to beer with any Canadian, so you are one of us.
All righty, man.
Too funny. You have a good one, bud. I appreciate the time.
Thank you guys so much, and feel free to give me a shout anytime you want.
You want to believe it. We'll be doing it. That's Josh Williams, driver of the 92 NASCAR Xfinity Series. That's always an exciting race at Daytona, right? Speed Weeks is just incredible. If you have some holiday time, you got a little bit of spare time, you can't beat the weather at Daytona. You can't beat the action. For anybody that has never gone down, I'm going to give you a quick, just like a 30-second overview of what you can look forward to if you go down in that area. You got Daytona International Speedway and all the racing that's going to take place there. Of course, you've got the Lucas Oil 200, the ARCA Menard Series is going to kick things off. We'll have the Clash again. You got to know that's going to take place. You got qualifying for the Daytona 500. Then right in behind that, you've got the NASCAR Camping World Trucks, or Camping World Trucks, the NASCAR Gander Truck Series coming in. You got the Xfinity Series for NASCAR. And then, of course, the Daytona 500. Don't forget about the qualifying. The duels come up on the Thursday, all the qualifying for the 500, if you got to race your way in. So you got all kinds of action happening at the big track over 9 days. Then you've got New Smyrna Speedway, which is only, 10 minutes, if that, from Daytona International Speedway. It's a half mile, high-banked, incredibly fast asphalt track. You're going to see future stars. You're going to see even current stars in cars at New Smyrna Speedway in the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing. So for the pavement guys, there you go. Or you can head towards Barberville, which is about the same distance as New Smyrna, away from Daytona International, and you're going out 40 instead of heading out over the other way. And Barberville, you get out there, and Volusia County Speedway is a half-mile dirt track, and the who's who are at that dirt track. The action is second to none, and it goes night after night. You can't lose. If you're a race fan, you get everything you could possibly want in those three tracks, not to mention the fact that you can go up to Citrus County Speedway. It's a little further drive, but not much. And you can pick up the INEX series. You got Bandoleros and Legend cars. And I'm not talking a few of them. I'm talking 100 of them or hundreds of them at Citrus County Speedway. And they race for like a week straight. Every night or day, I guess they're operating in the daytime. If you can't make it to those races, you can always pick up the live stream. And you can actually watch those races on your TV, on your computer. Get to INEX, Legend Racing. Get to INEX, and you'll be able to follow along and pick up their pay-per-view there. Tim Terry will be announcing it. He'll take you through everything, a wealth of knowledge, and always an entertaining show. Not to mention the fact that you're going to see some great racing. But if you got time, head down that way. It's the mecca of racing, and it all starts here in we've got the 24 hours of Daytona, which kicks off Speed Weeks, and that comes up on January 25th, 26th. That's the sports car guys, and then right in behind that will be the Lucas Oil 200. Oh, man, I can't wait. Speed Weeks is on its way. Where did the offseason go? There is no offseason anymore. I'm going to hit this final break. When we come back, Joe Wells, head competition director for the ARCA Menard Series, he's going to join us live right here on Race Time. Stay with us.
I'm Doug Butler, driving the number 10. Listen to Race Time Radio.
NFL is on SiriusXM. Listen to every game from the preseason through Super Bowl 53 on your radio.
Here we go. Tackle football. Let's play.
And remember, your hometown broadcast is always available on the SiriusXM app. When you're at home, turn down the TV volume and stream the game on your phone and SiriusXM connected devices and speakers.
Let's get it.
And when your team isn't playing, follow the National Football League 24/7 on SiriusXM NFL Radio, Channel 88.
Broadcasting live from the track.
We're here to get trophies.
Never give up, baby.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90, is your home for all things NASCAR.
The yellow lights come on. And
Everything's happening so fast.
Every race.
Hard contact into the safer barrier.
Exclusive interviews.
This is more than just a job. We don't get caught up in being famous.
The only broadcasting outlet in the world delivering NASCAR 24/7, 365.
Thank you. You are the man.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Channel 90.
Racetime Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. Dawson Dental Centers. Get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAP TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAP TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAP TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
You're listening to Racetime Radio.
Hey, laser lips, your mama was a snowblower.
Right here on racetimeradio.com.
Back with you live tonight on Racetime Radio, SiriusXM Channel 167. Of course, preparing for Daytona and Speed Weeks 2020. Our next guest is definitely one of those guys that is going to have influence on what we see in the ARCA series presented by Menards, the ARCA Menards series, as it's called now. Let's welcome in competition director, at least I think he's still a competition director, Joe Wells. What's going on tonight there, Joseph? How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on tonight, Joe. It's always a pleasure talking with you prior to getting down to Daytona.
It's our yearly discussion, my man. You and I have been doing this for, I don't know, about 12 years now, I think. We're both getting older, right?
When I look in the mirror, yes, I got to agree with you.
Yeah, me too, my friend. Hey, you're coming off a two-day test at Daytona. By the look of it, things went pretty spectacular. You had a lot of cars there, my friend.
Yeah, we had a good turnout of cars, quite a diverse group of drivers, and other than a little bit of weather, things went quite well. You know, it was everybody had plenty of track time, and obviously, the people that went fast are happy. The people that went home scratching their heads, figuring out what they need to do when they come back. But all went well, actually.
Yeah, man. And that's the thing, too, right? You get down to that test. You're all ready to go. You think, you know, we've done our homework. This is going to work fantastic. And sometimes they unload it and they go, wow, what did we forget?
Yeah, sometimes I think, well, maybe we just got to go back to the drawing board, go back to basics, and then go from there. It's always interesting. People think they have the next best thing, and sometimes they do, and sometimes not so much. But that's one of the reasons for the test. They get a chance to tinker with some things and see if that works or not, and they go back home and go back to work.
Is there any tech, Joe, on those practice days? Are you guys checking these cars not only for safety, but for maybe rule infractions, or is it pretty well wide open?
It's not wide open. We'll do a safety check on all the cars, and we have all the different inspection areas open if they wish to come through to see where they're at with the compliance of the rules. And if we see something on track that doesn't look quite right, we'll ask them to bring their car and we'll take a look at things to make sure everything's as it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I've often wondered that, never asked the question until tonight, but we've seen some spectacular times be put up, and sometimes, you know, I've wondered, it's a practice, so I know they're not going to be, you know, clamped right down and doing major technical inspections, but I kind of figured you guys wouldn't let them just go crazy either.
No, we don't. It's you know, teams want to impress, and And that's all well and good. However, just do it within the parameters of the rule book and everybody would be okay. You can get some people doing some pretty crazy things, and it can get out of hand and really not quite safe. So we do have to keep a bit of an eye on them.
Yeah, keep them reeled in a little bit. You can't let the inmates run the jail, can you?
No, you can't.
Incredible. Joe, we're heading into 2020. It feels like, I don't know, it feels like a different lifetime now. 2020, I can't believe it. But heading into the Lucas Oil 200, this is really going to be the first year that the NASCAR K&N and the NASCAR influence with ARCA is coming together and meeting now. We've got the same car, is it, in NASCAR K&N and in ARCA Menards Racing? They're both the same now?
They are. We worked over the last 18 months. There were probably about 30 to 36 differences between the two rule books that we worked on and didn't want to put the burden of expense on any one group, so we took a little here and gave a little there so that we felt was pretty evenly down the middle as to money that would have to be spent to be in compliance with either group. And it was quite an undertaking, but I think it's going to be very successful for the 2020 season. It was, people would think that it's pretty similar. You got similar bodies, similar chassis, and really not quite that simple.
Yeah.
But I think we got a good rules package for the teams, and the way we were able to lay out the schedule between the ARCA Menards Series and the ARCA Menards East, ARCA Menards West, if you had the wherewithal and the energy, you could potentially run 38 races between the three groups and have a pretty busy year.
Yeah, absolutely, and a huge undertaking to pull them to all together. But that's cool now, isn't it, where you're going to be able to take that same car and that same team and then just flip right over to the other series, the other discipline. You're off this weekend. You can now go into that. It should make a huge difference. What we need to do, Joe, is when you get into that next meeting, you tell them, okay, now let's incorporate Canada into this, and we'll get the Pindy Series on the same set of rules, and that would be monumental as well, I might add.
It certainly would.
Wouldn't that be cool?
It would be great.
Yeah?
It would be great.
Like, it would be a huge investment. It always is. But I believe, Joe Wells, that the dividends paid out the other end of it would be spectacular. I think we'd, for the first time in a long time, be very, very excited to see your series come north of the border, because we haven't seen that in a lot of years.
It's been quite a while, and we'd certainly like to have that opportunity if that ever came about. You talk about the Pitney series. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a cold, so I'm struggling with talking. But if we could get to that point in time somewhere down the line to where cars were similar, that would be awesome for not only the race fans but the racers and promoters, all across the board. I think it'd be a big win for everyone.
Oh, it'd be huge. Now, your schedule, Joe, I know Daytona is what we're focused in on, and we all can't wait to get to Daytona for the Lucas Oil 200, but for fans that may be brand new fans and listening into Race Time tonight for the first time, the ARCA Menards Series not only runs the 2.5 mile super speedway of Daytona, but you guys are also the ones that started everybody looking at dirt tracks, because you guys run a quarter mile dirt track as well.
Well, actually, they're mile dirt tracks that we run. Last year, the ARCA Menards West Series did run the Las Vegas dirt track, short track out there. The mile dirts, one in Springfield, Illinois, and the other in DuCoin, Illinois, wrapped around the state fairs, are just, they've been on our schedule since the early 80s, and it's amazing the number of people that circle that on their calendar that would can't wait for us to go run on the dirt. And it's quite a show. You take the same basic cars that you run at Daytona, Talladega, or where have you, and put some dirt tires on it, do a few other little modifications, and you're off and running on the dirt.
Yeah, amazing. It's going to be exciting. I know our NASCAR Pindy series has taken a page out of your book, and they're going into a weekend this year. So we're all looking forward to seeing our Pindy series on dirt. It's going to look, I would think, very similar to what the Arkham and Art series looks like on dirt, which is an exciting race. Into Daytona, I got to ask you this. How many, percentage-wise, not exact numbers, but how many new drivers that have never raced on a super speedway are we going to see this year coming up in the Lucas Oil 200?
I would have to say we'll probably see probably about a quarter of the field would be my guess, just based on who came and tested last weekend. The thing about our series is they have to run with us to gain some super speedway experience before they can move on into the trucks or Xfinity or even Upper Cup. So we have the opportunity to help some of these young drivers develop and develop their skills to go on and to the next level if they so choose to. And it is quite exciting to see some of these kids that come and run with us for a while and then take the next step up. It's always great when they go up and do well for themselves. It kind of makes you feel proud. It's like one of your kids going up and accomplishing something.
Oh, absolutely. And if you do well in ARCA, then, you know, you've proven it to everybody. You've even proven it to yourself that you got what it's going to take to make the step into a truck or an Xfinity car. And, you know, if you shine well in those, there's the Cup Series. If you desire to go do it and you've got everything you need, it's always exciting. Is that quarter of the field, the new rookies, if you will, is that about par for the course, Joe? Is that a little higher than normal? Is it a little lower than normal?
I think it's probably a little higher than normal just based on with our merger with NASCAR. We certainly had a high volume of drivers that had competed out west that traveled southeast, I should say, to come to Daytona and dip their toes in the water. So in that respect, it's really quite exciting that that some of these newcomers have come in, if you will, to test the waters and see how things work there.
Yeah, and it's huge news for them, right? I know when the announcement was made a couple of years ago that ARCA and NASCAR were getting together, there was a pile of people, including me, that went, oh, no, don't touch ARCA, because it was everything is perfect. It was rolling, and it was one of those things that you could count on every year. But thank God that everything has gone the way it's gone. NASCAR's done a phenomenal job, and so have you guys at ARCA putting it all together. It's got to be good news for absolutely everybody now. Now you've got a car that can go out and compete in multiple series. And really, that's what you need to do. If you want to move on in this sport, you're best to take a look at the ARCA series and grow what you need to move on if that's what you're going to do.
Absolutely. With the number of tracks that we run at in regards to the speedways, it's a great way to get experience on those tracks, not near the expense of a truck or Xfinity or even thinking on the Cup level, but it gets you the skills you need, the opportunity to learn what you need to do in certain situations, making live pit stops, you know, going 200 miles an hour, running in a pack of cars. It's a little bit different than running your quarter-mile track on Saturday nights, so you have a lot of race car drivers, but it certainly takes a little bit different skill set to wrestle around a 3,300-pound stock car with the power that they have. So it's a great platform for these drivers that are serious about moving up, or just they like to run the speedways or want to make ARCA their home. It's there for them. It's all available to them.
Yeah, there's lots of guys like Frank Kimmel comes to mind that was a career ARCA driver, multi-champion. What did he have, 8 championships, Frank Gimmel?
Actually, he had 10.
Ten.
Before he finally hung up his helmet. He had a phenomenal career. Had the opportunity to run in when they still had the International Race of Champions, get door-to-door with some of the great in open wheel and the higher levels of stock car racing. That was quite an experience for him. And, in conversations with him, he wouldn't trade it for the world. He loved every minute of it.
So, yeah.
It was great great that he felt that way, that, he didn't feel like he missed anything. It was, he made ARCA his home, and, this is his family, and quite happy with that.
Absolutely. February 8th, it is the Lucas Oil 200 at Daytona. Joe, final question for you tonight. Qualifying, how are they going to qualify for the Lucas Oil 200?
We're going to qualify the same we have for the past few years, Joe. We let the cars go out, and they practice all day, and once they're done practicing, we have the teams come in and draw a pill, and based on what our car count will be, we'll divide the group into equal numbers, and they'll have an opportunity, once the racetrack is open, that pack of cars to go out and get as many laps in as they can in a 5-minute time span. And by doing it that way, you don't have people playing games during practice trying to get in a specific group. It's just all luck of the draw. And it's quite exciting, and it's been interesting since we've been doing that.
Oh, yeah. You want to believe it. A great way to qualify. I'm glad to hear that it's going to be that group-style qualifying. It adds another layer of excitement. Joe, I know we're all revved for February the 8th at Daytona. It's going to happen again. It's going to be incredible. Got to thank you for the time tonight here on Racetime Radio. We surely appreciate it, Joe, and it's not going to be a year before we get you back on here, okay?
Perfect. Look forward to it, Joe. Thanks for having me on tonight.
You betcha. That's Joe Wells, ARCA Menard Series. They're ready. It sounds like we got a lot of rookies this year, which is good news, right? We got a lot of new teams coming in. Those are the future stars of who we're going to see in the Cup Series. When you take all those teams and you whittle them all down, one of them, maybe two of them, are going to be fortunate enough to make the big leagues, to make that Cup Series. Who is it going to be? Well, the answers we're going to find out, and it's going to be exciting. It's just off the hook. I love Speed Weeks this time of the year. It's something that, as a race fan, we all live for it, right? And it marks the beginning of a brand new season everywhere. We do Speed Weeks, and then up here in Canada, of course, the Motorama show will happen in Toronto, and before you know it, the snow has melted and the cars are hitting the track for practice, and things will come alive back here on this side of the border. But until then, we'll keep previewing it and tell you what you can look forward to as we move through these weeks and months and the calendar, and we'll be ready to go for the 2020 season on both sides of the border. But that's going to do it for tonight here on Racetime Radio. Sure hope you enjoyed the show. Junior will be back next week. Got to thank Susie Q here in the RTR studio for hooking us up with all of our guests. Got to thank all of our guests as well. And we got to thank Scotty back in Toronto for wiring us up and getting us to everybody on our Sirius XM channel 167. But that does it for us. We'll catch you next Sunday night right back here on Racetime Radio. Have a good week, everybody, in Newfoundland. Keep digging. Don't worry, that stuff will melt. Hopefully it melts real soon for you. Have a good one, everybody. Be safe.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.